there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. I'm John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report on LasVegasSun.com and in the Las Vegas Sun print edition. I write for Las Vegas Weekly. I write for our new publication and Greenspun Media Group, The Sunday, Las Vegas Magazine, and also our sister publication, Vegas Magazine. There's no escaping me, in other words. Joining me today in this segment, as I fly solo, as Trish is still in Montana, convalescing from a torn rotator cuff that she'll tell us all about when she gets back, are two men who perform in one of the great tribute acts in Las Vegas and have been doing it for quite a while. Jason Tenner and DeAndre of the Prince tribute act Purple Rain are with us today. Thanks for coming down, gentlemen.
John, thank you for having us.
All right, Jason, you are the central figure in Purple Rain. How did you start this act?
I went out dressed up to... as Prince to a Halloween party in 1996 at the Hard Rock, and people were following me around.
Hard Rock Hotel?
Hard Rock Hotel.
Okay.
There was a party there, and people were following me around wanting to take pictures, and I thought to myself, already in music, was doing a 70s kind of 80s throwback disco cover funk thing called the Mothership Connection. We started adding some of the Prince stuff because of that night and people being so interested and want to take pictures. Figured we're in Vegas. This is the town for it.
Mm-hmm. Were you already a musician? You were a musician
17
at the time?
Years later, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And you played guitar and you were just gravitating toward that genre.
Yeah, play a little bit of guitar, mm-hmm. Into it. Wasn't really a huge Prince fan, to be honest. I grew up listening to AC/DC, Led Zeppelin.
Righteous.
Bob Marley, things like that.
You guys should do that.
Midwestern
break into that
kids.
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we do. Yeah.
Every now and again.
Just slip into it.
You never know what happens. But I've become a Prince fan as a result of, mm-hmm. Studying him and learning his music. He's a bad dude, but that's mm-hmm. how it all began, with a Halloween costume.
Wow. And from that costume is a 16, 17-year run in Las Vegas.
That's right, baby. That costume to Letterman. You can dig it.
I dressed as Donny Osmond one year when I was young for Halloween. Never went anywhere. So. But yeah, Letterman, you mentioned.
Yeah.
When was that?
2008. That was... fall of 2008.
Mm-hmm. He did a whole week of tributes.
He did,
right?
And we were the ones that were able. We got to kick it off. I think someone from the show or producer, someone saw us at the House of Blues. We were at the House of Blues at the time mm-hmm. in Vegas, and
And what was the first actual residency you performed?
The first residency was
the first gigs, I guess.
The first gig was at Tom and Jerry's, right across from our beautiful. Where we are right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's now a laundromat, mm-hmm. but it was called Tom and Jerry's back in the day, and we started there. We opened with our original band for a band at the time called Booty, which was a disco cover band. And
Booty,
B-O-O-T-Y,
got
Booty.
It. All right, just
snack
sure.
And you got it. and we opened for them, and that kind of gave us a shoe in there. Then we got a house gig after they moved on at doing our Mothership show. And then the summer of 97, we start throwing in the Prince stuff. There it is. And Tom and Jerry's right here on this block.
So, and ever since that point, it's been full blast Purple Rain Prince
I've
tribute for you.
I took off 9 months in 2000. And yeah, we just took off, 5-6 weeks vacation?
Yeah,
we take a couple weeks off a year. Mm-hmm. This year, we were doing quite a bit and had a lot of moves, a lot of changes. Yeah. We're back at the D,
right.
Incidentally, mm-hmm. which I'm very happy about. They've been very, very accommodating bringing us back.
Your current gig is nightly at 10:30, right?
It's 10:30 p.m. Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through
currently,
Sunday.
Currently, yeah.
Okay. And that's relatively recent, right?
Yeah, relatively recent. 1999, always party like it's 1999 for locals. I got to throw in that little promo.
That's the ticket cost?
Ticket cost for locals.
Locals.
For locals is always 1999.
And for people who don't live here?
Oh, geez. General admission is
47.50,
general GA. It's like 47, 40, 40, 48 bucks okay. up to like $80, $90.
So yeah. 20 bucks a ticket is, that's
for
good.
Locals, yeah. That's
very good.
I think that's a really good. We want to give the locals some love. They've mm-hmm. supported us all throughout the years.
When did you come back to the D?
We just reopened. What was the date?
I believe
this will be our fourth week opening. What was the opening date? The 26th of June?
It was relatively recent.
We just reopened. Yeah.
You guys were at the
Planet Hollywood,
Sin City Theater,
right? Mm-hmm. With Peyton and those guys
uh-huh.
over there, and they were fun. They got some new stuff going on. best of luck to him. So they're still kind of doing the tribute show thing, but it's called Compendium now. So we've got some cool stuff. Like, I'm just giving you guys free promo. Call me and give me love.
From Purple Rain to Compendium. Right. I know, it's not the last time I saw it. I think Jennifer was dancing in this show, too.
Jenny does some, she does some work. Yeah, Jenny Romas, she does some work over
who's
there.
Who's in your act. And I was walking out of the comedy lineup, and there were a bunch of guys dressed as Kiss waiting in line to get in.
Yeah, they look. Wow. Oh, they're waiting in line to get in.
I mean, they were out there waiting to come onto the stage.
I should have gone and seen that. Right.
They're just hanging around.
Yeah, hanging out.
So I figured something was up.
Yeah,
I didn't think they were.
I don't think they're doing the pyro, though, but I want to go see it next time they come back there.
Yeah, well, it's you guys can attest, it's a very competitive environment for tribute bands. There's just a lot of tribute bands.
There are quite a few. We've been really lucky to be here and, you know, have a show running on the Strip since 2001, but there are a lot, especially as a single artist, you know.
Yes, right.
I mean, we have the time, you know. Drew James and Kendrick Harmon, they do Morrison Jerome, which breaks it up, you know.
I want to talk to you about those guys eventually, too, but I want to get DeAndre involved here. When did you join the act, DeAndre?
I believe I joined in, April 2009, I believe. It's been about 5 years. So
what was the recruiting process like to get? Because this guy's a great guitarist. He's a serious artist.
Him. I wanted him since the first time I saw him. I knew he was, like, big into the Minneapolis sound, and after I got into it, and he's... That's why he's the MD. He's the man. That's all I can say about it. I wanted him. And so I didn't really chase him, but the moment I found out that he was no longer with whoever you were with at the time.
Yeah.
And the timing worked. The timing
is
worked
it a Kiss
out.
Tribute act?
No, right?
No.
No, it was a Michael Jackson tribute.
Yeah. Show. Oh, okay.
No. Tired of injustice.
Well, I don't think Prince would allow that, would he?
No.
Where were you? What were you with?
I originally came down here with a group called Next Movement.
Oh, I know those guys.
Yeah. And Next Movement. Mm-hmm. And we were actually label mates with Prince. That's how I ended up
in
Vegas.
Didn't you come to Vegas to do a party for
us? Yes, we actually did. We actually came down April of, I want to say, 94.
And
we were doing a party for Prince over at the MGM Grand.
And that's
why I'm here.
And you were with Next Movement?
Next Movement.
And they were doing a party for Prince?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because you guys were signed the same
label.
Yeah,
we were on the same label on Belmont Records when they came out with the single Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
Okay.
And
all right.
So we were doing support. He was having parties all over the country. And so he invited the group to come down and perform for that show.
Wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. So Next Movement is still in a version of that still performing around
Yes.
Now. Still,
mm-hmm. From what I understand, the original guys are coming back now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yeah. Well, we have a scoop here.
Don't sneak out.
You're looking for another guitarist here, Jason.
Hey, man, I'll tie him up. You believe that?
Yeah. And have you been a Prince aficionado? Jason mentioned a Minneapolis sound. Are you? Is that your underpinning?
That is Prince... In so many words, is my mentor, so to speak. I mean, I grew up and I really followed him to the letter. I mean, like when Purple Rain came out, I thought I was Prince.
That's why he's the musical director. I mean, he knows his music.
You know, I mean, it went so far as like the guitar I play for the show is actually the same guitar that he actually plays.
Oh, the one on the stage show at the D?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's the exact same guitar.
From back there? Where are you from?
I'm actually from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not too far.
You know, but...
So this is ingrained. This is something you've absorbed over
this. I absorbed this to the letter, literally. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I studied it relentlessly.
Yeah, and he knows, and you know, and it's good because there's a certain like hump with the Prince music. Not everybody comes in and can. It's like this Minneapolis hump.
Yeah,
there's this hump to it that is. I mean, even as a dancer, just any type of entertainer, you got to settle into that pocket.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and so we're real sticklers about that, and people overplaying and putting. Mm-hmm. Parts where they don't, because part of it's the breath,
exactly.
The song Breathe.
It's
stand back, do it, Dre.
It's an intuitive thing,
know,
isn't
bro.
It? It's not just playing the notes.
Oh, no,
it's the way you move, the way you feel.
It's a feel more than anything else. Anybody can play notes, but it's a feel that is very unique and that many people can't do.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got to do this real quick, gentlemen. We're going to take a break here. Sitting here with Jason Tenner and DeAndre of Purple Rain. So stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is Sky D. Miles, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Welcome back. Sitting with me still are Jason Tenner and DeAndre of the Prince Tribute Act Purple Rain, performing Thursdays through Sundays at the D, downtown Las Vegas, 10:30 p.m., 1999, ticket price for locals. Very clever, very clever. We're lucky that the song wasn't called 2299 or something. So tell me about the rest of this lineup, Mr. Tenor. We've got DeAndre in here, music director.
Musical director.
And, guitarist. Uh-huh. Take us around the horn. Who else?
We've got on the drums, L.C. Crawford. He's our drummer, also from Chicago. Damon Bartlett, Dr. DB, we call him, from where is he at? From San Francisco area?
San Francisco Bay Area.
He plays keyboards. Bassist is Jackson Heskett on the bass. Morris Day is played by Drew James. Mm-hmm. Kendra Carmen is Jerome Benton of the Time. Yes. Those guys are both from the Time. We mix the show up. And we have Jenny Romas dancing with us.
Jennifer, and those of you who... I got a story about Jennifer. She was part of my birthday party this year at the Tropicana, where we opened up the lounge and Sky Miles was playing, and she gave an unexpected yet well-received lap dance to yours. It went off on YouTube, and the next day my family starts calling me, like, who is
what are you
this
doing?
Woman?
Who is you with? Why didn't you invite me?
But that's a big, I didn't realize she was so, I knew she was dancing in the show, but I saw the other night, she's really prominent in the, she's in the
She's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, she was with Christine W. back in the day here.
Right.
You know, she recently choreographed for Britney Spears, did some stuff for her opening here.
Yep.
And has some choreography credits in the new movie with, what's it called? Think Like a Man, Walk Like a Man?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think Like a Man. Do some things like a man. Mm-hmm. She's got some choreography in that.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, she's been around for a long time. And she's a good dancer. Her and I are getting our little, we're about 5 weeks new.
Yeah.
Too. Mm-hmm. So it takes a little time to get our little sex without sex vibe together. You know, it's the whole thing that Prince sells. So.
From where I was sitting the other night, you had the sex without sex.
We're getting there, man. We've been cranking it up. Yeah,
edging toward actual sex.
Yeah, well, that's what we want you to feel. That's what we want you to feel. I shouldn't tell people what happens at the date. Come on down. It's a party. People were actually having sex. We're at Hooters.
Yeah.
Remember in the back of the room?
Exactly,
and
Hooters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, wowee, wow, wow.
They were having sex.
They were actually having sex at the show. It has happened before.
At Hooters.
Yeah.
At Hooters. Wonder what are you doing to these people?
I didn't do anything,
DeAndre.
I just...
Darling! You guys, that reminds me, I forgot that you were at Hooters, too. You guys have been Hooters.
Been around,
you played the beach.
The beach nightclub.
We talked about this.
We played 3121. We did a concert there. We played in his restaurant when it was... before it was his restaurant, Prince's, Santa Fe Station, the Railhead, Sunset Station, the Beach, House of Blues, the Boardwalk, Monte Carlo. Jeez.
Man.
What's going on? I've been touring Vegas for like 17 years.
You've touched on every resort company.
We're going to hang out, right? No, we have. Anything for Boyd, though? Nothing for Boyd here.
Samstown or
Samstown. Yep, just about. Yeah, but nothing. But we're going to be at the D for a while.
How do you like that room?
I'm starting to love it. They expanded the stage for us. They put a new stage surface on us. They're letting us really come in and tweak out the system. We've been in there with all kinds of devices. I don't even know what they do, and been bringing guys in. We're rehanging lights, beefing up the production. They're being very accommodating. Yeah.
It's tough, especially
loving being back.
Yeah, from the MD's position especially, it's tough because you guys have a lot of power coming off the stage naturally to balance that sound.
Yeah. That is our biggest problem. Mm-hmm. That is our biggest problem.
Not
the room's
blow
a little
people
small.
Away.
Right.
That's the biggest problem. So we're trying to find that balance, you know, so people can still enjoy it.
How about marketing down there? I mean, you've played everywhere, Jason. Is it a difficult? Is it a challenge? Is it easy? How is it for you?
How long were we down there the first time?
We were down there for about like 8 months.
Eight, 9 months before we moved back up to Hooters, that was cool. But
you were at the D before Hooters?
We were at the D before Hooters, and then we were at Hooters right before the D. And then, you know, it's a long story, and we talk about that another time. It has nothing to do with this conversation. But at any rate.
The Hooters part or the D part?
The Hooters and the D part. It's just something that, you know, it was an experiment that went kind of left, and there it is, and we're back, and we're happy. So, as far as the marketing, I'm not quite sure how to do it yet down there. We've spent most of our time on the south end of the strip from the boardwalk era, or where City Center is now. That's it. Plant Hollywood was the furthest north we'd gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we're just trying to find out how to market to the folks down there. It's a slightly different demographic. We just had a board go up today, yet. Is it today? It was supposed to go up yesterday. Today. And so we're going to see how that works. It's on the 15, good spot. You know, it's an experiment. I spent a lot of money last year on stuff that didn't work. So anybody out there that wants to holler at your boy, let me know what to buy.
You might know, because we're talking earlier a little bit about off air about Zoe Boy. They play that stage out there.
The Third Street
at the D. Mm-hmm. Is there an opportunity? Because I know D is involved in that somehow. About you guys getting out there and just doing a promotional show.
You know,
we
did that for their grand opening. We did a promo out there. And yeah, you know, that's definitely something to talk about. I've thought about that quite a few times. I want to do something here in town, like with maybe the Smith Center, do something for like schools, instruments in schools, do something like that. Mm-hmm. That way it does kind of both things, you know what I mean? We get some kids with some...
Like a benefit show inside.
Yeah, a benefit show or something like that, and do, you know, sell tickets, do it, you know, promote it and get the school district involved, try to get some...
Would you be all right to do that as far as the D people are concerned?
You mean out front? Oh.
Yeah. If you wanted to do a show at the...
Oh, heck yeah.
How about at the Smith Center? If you wanted to do a show there.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Absolutely. I'd love to be involved in stuff and that type of stuff. And, you know, so we're working on it.
Right.
And we'll get it all cranking.
You mentioned the 3121 shows over at the Rio, which I saw them twice over there.
So did I. We sat right in the front row.
Holy hell.
Came and broke it. I mean, did you see him in the 3120 or in the restaurant?
Both.
Okay,
both.
I didn't see it in the big room. He came and played and set his guitar on my lap after he broke his string. He was messing with us that night.
Did he know who you were?
Yeah, we've met. We've talked. Yeah.
How is he to you?
No comment. You know, Prince. He's an extremely eccentric individual. You know what I mean? And I think that he's not like regular people, and you'd expect him not to be. And and he kind of poked at me a little bit, and I know like Jelly Bean and Kirk Johnson, friends of his, and a lot of his band members and Prince-related people have been to the show, and we know them. And he said, you know, if he didn't care, he would ignore you completely. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he even recognizes that you're in this same space, be happy with that and let it go. I'm like, I don't care. I mean, he's the baddest dudes I've ever seen in my life. So I just love playing tribute
to him. Even if he were just a guitarist, even if he did nothing else but play the guitar.
Isn't that ridiculous? Yeah. It makes me not want to write anymore, you know?
Yeah, I did a story about this band, one of the good performers in his backing band when he was here at the Joint last. Mm-hmm. Just musically, just being in the same room. Forget everything else. It's like spellbinding. Man. So you picked a pretty good...
A hard one.
Yeah.
A hard one. Right. But, you know, it's been a lot of years, but he's just a bad dude.
Yeah. How do you guys decide on the set list? You're going to perform? I was there the other night. You didn't play everything I thought you were going
to
play.
No, we, and actually, that's the thing. There's so many songs. We pretty much, it changes from night to night. The hits we kind of come out with, and actually I've got a new idea. Remember, we talked about that, about another opening. But the hits we kind of come out with and, you know, moisten everyone's appetite or whet everyone's appetite, kind of get their palate ready for the second part's a little darker, more of the sex and more of that stuff. So we kind of break it up like that, the costuming. Mm-hmm. But deciding the set list, the first set we come out, like I said, it's the hits. It's kind of we come out, drive those hits, feel the crowd out, and then that kind of determines what we do the rest of the night. And there's a few breaks. We see the cast leave stage. That's when we call that.
Right.
So we never really know what's going to happen. Yeah. And he every night will ask me, hey, so what are we doing tonight? And I'm like, man, we're not there yet.
But a lot of that is.
I think it's kind of just us. Yeah. Bull crapping back and forth.
Yeah. But a lot of that too is, you know, what the audience is, how they relate
how
to
they're reacting
because
to
you know some we go out there on the second set and we say, well, you know, this is an urban crowd, we need to play,
need to do some more urban, some of the slower,
or these are hardcore Prince fans and we need to dive deep.
And sometimes you'll hear a lot of the what do you call it, the what do they call it, cat or not cat calling but chanting from the audience, and they'll scream out songs and stuff. So that kind of gives us an idea of the vibe of the things. Right.
Has somebody shouted a deep cut to you and you guys play it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't know it, we'll give it a shot. I mean, I know most of it enough, and he knows pretty much all of it to where if we get going, he'll call the key. We establish the groove with him on the guitar.
We might not know it fully as a band, but there at least one or two people in the band will know the songs, pretty much anything.
And so then
we can call out.
We can pretty much call it from there, as long as everyone, you know, really good musicians.
Popularity aside, what is the most fulfilling song of his to play for you guys?
To perform.
I mean, the one that you really, really get into. It doesn't have to be one of the hits necessarily, but...
I have a couple. First, maybe just because it's one of the newer ones we do, but this one called Strange Relationship. I just love how it humps, how it feels. I love the context of it, or, you know, what it's about. That one, Computer Blue, I like, because we just put that one back in, and it's so grindy. But, there are a few. I enjoy performing the music, period, and just performing, period. Probably the least favorite, and I know, man, don't email me, don't text me, don't nothing. Purple Rain, that's my least favorite.
Really? Why is that?
Because it's slow and it's kind of, I like the guitar solo part. Mm-hmm. That's fun, but it's kind of melancholy, and I like to jump around. I mean, some nights I really feel that one, like, I don't know. but I like the guitar solo, and don't tweet me. Or whatever. Well, you do.
The show is primarily has the vibe of the Purple Rain movie. Mm-hmm. It plays out a lot mm-hmm. that way, the costuming of that era. And you mentioned Morris Day
and we kind of play attention. Up on the rivalry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's a part of the show that that does work. Mm-hmm. Have you considered performing the show absent the Morris Day part?
We have.
Just go straight.
Oh, we have, and we do, and mm-hmm. we have it. He's in another show called The Black Eyed Peas. It's a Black Eyed Peas tribute, and he travels with them on occasion.
Oh, wow!
And so we do just all Prince concerts mm-hmm. straight through
when he's out.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, and you know, no, we don't need a swing, so we do. It's fun. It gives me a break. It's something for the audience. I want to add Apollonia. I want to do some little Sex Shooter, little Nasty Girls. You know what I mean?
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is. Oh, you'll make my boys look bad.
I want to be there for the Apollonia auditions.
Oh, well, all right. I'll let you know when it's time.
Just to write about it. I don't need to be descending voice.
For sure. Well, we're going to do it on Lake Mead, on the waters of Lake Mead. Waters of Lake Mead. Make sure that she jumps in there and, you know.
Like Meadikaka?
Yeah.
Right. Do you ever, Jason, this is probably a question for both of you guys, but does it get old? I mean, performing it? I guess it's of Elvis people, of the MJ people. At some
Here's
point, there's
when it gets old for me. When it doesn't sound right and feel right, when the audience doesn't feel right, then it's like, man. Then it's only in moments though, mm-hmm. and then sometimes, you know, you're tired and you don't feel like jumping around. Do the songs get old? If I think about it, but I don't think it gets old.
For me, it's every night is just like I'm ready to go and do it.
Yeah, and I think we make it.
I mean, I think that's what everybody is.
And we take chances.
Yeah.
Does the music get old? No matter who you are, if you're Prince himself, he's not playing these songs in their entirety. If you know, if the artist, the group that has four or five hits out there, that has to tour on those four or five hits for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be like that for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone that does it. So there's always going to be that part of it. Impersonating the character, not fun. It lets me be wacky and wear really sheer clothes on stage and wear nasty stuff.
You wear
stuff
a
and
costume,
say nasty
my
stuff.
Friend. You like that? The you second like that, half of this show.
You like that? Go ahead, just say it.
That lace number. Where did you find that thing? This thing is like...
My wife is a seamstress and she made that. She makes
she didn't
a lot of my
finish
clothes.
This one.
It looks that way, but it's meant to look that way.
I know, no, it's not an accident.
But you got it, No, it's all custom made. She's a seamstress, so she
what does she do? Or who does she... Does she just do a lot of shows? Or
myself. Yours. Mostly me, because she's busy. We take care of my grandmother and my auntie. They're both full-time home care, so she's pretty busy.
Oh, wow.
But she for us in the show, and she does all our alterations, and that one's, I drew that, and she made it, and so, yeah.
You guys are pretty much the only Prince band of this kind that is working consistently in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, for sure. There's one in Portland. There's a couple in England.
Well, there's one where the original keyboard is for Prince is in.
Right.
And it's called, he's in his own Prince tribute band.
Yes. The Dr. Fink is in the Prince tribute band.
Is that right?
Matt Fink is called the Purple Experience. Rain Experience or something. Mm-hmm.
And he's in it.
He's actually in it. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And he actually, they contacted me not too long ago, which I didn't tell you.
All right.
Dr. Fink wanted to come down and play with us.
Oh, no. He didn't. No, you told me about that.
Right, yeah.
He wanted to play with Purple.
Yeah, he wanted to come down.
He wanted to know how much we wanted to pay him to come play. I'm like, well,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
you're a tribute to yourself. It's like, it's like Joe Walsh being the Eagles tribute,
right? We've had guys from Maserati calling and wanting to be, and I need to reach out. I hope they don't hear this and knowing that I got that message.
Sorry, guys,
I'm gonna hit you up. I've just been busy.
And is there a way? I mean, you were outside of the Prince context when you started this. Is there a way to bloom this out from Purple Rain into other
areas
now?
That's exactly what we're working on. Like, seriously working on production on my album right now. I've got about 2 albums worth of material, but it's kind of 2 separate genres. One's more like funk rocky, kind of edgier, and the other's more... I'll play some for you. It's not copywritten, but I'll play it for you later if you want to hear some of it.
Yeah, and this is original music.
All original. Cool. And all me. I do all the instruments.
Where are you recording it?
My studio. My studio, then we'll bounce stuff back and forth. We haven't really gotten... in bed together, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. We haven't gotten in bed together,
or in booth with it. Together,
or in booth together. But we've got one song in particular, I think, that we're working on together. And then, you know, I work with, like I think I told you, Chris and I are redoing Shake, and so we're you know, the thing over the years for me has been focus on Purple Rain and being a dad and the business. So that kind of can put this on the back burner. But now my son, he's grown. Well, he's 18. He's not grown, but he's outside.
You have an 18-year-old son?
Yes, I do.
Holy cow.
Yes, sir.
Wow, my friend. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And so now that's a lot less of a demand. The show is running well. You know, just minor tweaks and things here. So it takes a lot less time. So now I'm focusing heavily on that. We've got some other projects going on that I'll tell you about afterwards. I can't speak about.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, man.
But that would not be something you would perform in the context of a Purple Rain show at all.
Zero, zero, right. Zero. I think it'd be a dishonor to both of us. You know, play my music dressed up as him, play his music dressed up as him.
You'd have to build another costume.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we got to wrap it up
John,
here. Thanks
thank you
so much for coming on. It's Jason Tenner and DeAndre of Purple Rain. Catch them at 10:30 at the D, Las Vegas, Thursdays through Sundays. It's worth the trip, and I'll be back there soon. I promise you that. We will not wait 20 years between gigs. Thanks, guys, for
coming
down.
Thank you for having us, John.